Praise Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. And we thank God for that. Let me encourage you from the scripture from the book of Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. I was reading about a particular quote from an unknown writer, and he or she writes, "To love Christ more is the deepest need, the constant cry of my soul, out in the woods and on my bed, and out driving, when I'm happy and busy, and when I'm sad and idle, the whisper keeps going up for more love, more love, more love." My dear brothers and sisters, in this day and age where the Bible warns us that the love of many will grow cold in the house of God, among the Christians, among the believers, it is imperative that we ask God, "Lord, fill my heart with agape love, fill my bowels with compassion, and fill my mind with the mind of Jesus." And that should be and must be our prayer, because there will be many crossroads of life that we will stand on. We can go through a difficult phase in our life, but through it all, if our love for Christ grows, we will be able to overcome every challenge that we face today. I was reading a beautiful story of Miss Elizabeth Prentice, the wife of a Presbyterian minister and author of this beautiful hymn that I was listening to this morning. Beautiful words. She was often described by her many friends as a very bright-eyed little woman with a keen sense of humor, who cared more to shine in her own happy household than in a wide circle of society. Although Elizabeth was strong in spirit, she was frail in body. Throughout her life, she was almost an invalid, scarcely knowing a moment free of pain. She wrote this beautiful hymn called "More Love to Thee" during a time of great personal sorrow, following the loss of two children in a short period of time. For weeks, Elizabeth was inconsolable. In her diary, she wrote that she had empty hands and a worn out, exhausted body, and unutterable longings to flee from a world that has so many sharp experiences. During this period of grief, Mrs. Prentice began meditating upon the story of Jacob in the Old Testament. She noted how God met him in a very special way during his moments of sorrow and need. Elizabeth prayed earnestly that she too might have a similar experience. While she was meditating and praying one evening, these four stanzas of the beautiful hymn emerged, and it became a universal prayer for devout believers everywhere. Listen to this beautiful hymn. I'll attach the link for you that you can enjoy it, and God will bless you with that. So my dear brothers and sisters, try to look beyond your problems. Resolve that regardless of life's circumstances, your love for Christ will continue to grow and be strong, and rejoice this day in the presence of the Lord, right? We are commanded to rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoicing is a command. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoicing is a choice, so we will choose to rejoice in the presence of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, that you have added into our lives. We are grateful to you. The 14th of March, 2022, we are grateful to you. I pray that your grace and your favor and your glory will abound over all of us in Jesus' name. We are the flock of your pasture, the sheep of your pasture. You will take us besides the still waters and green pastures. Lord, we may be going through challenging situations. Oh Lord, difficult time and a phase of our life, but I pray that you'll help us to overcome. Fill our hearts with agape love, fill our bowels with compassion, fill our mind with the mind of Jesus. And I pray that, Lord, you will meet us at the point of our need, our want, and our desire. You are a great gracious and a merciful God, and in accordance to your mercies, you will bless us. Lord, as your people step out to their jobs and their businesses and running the errands for the day, I pray that you will bless them. Lord, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the evil one. Oh Lord, I pray that you will preserve them, protect them, provide for them, and prosper them, because they are your heritage. And Father, I thank you and I bless you. Lord, the ones who are sick in our midst, oh Father, I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. And I send forth the power of God to manifest in them even right now. And Lord, I pray that their minds and their bodies will be healed and will be aligned to God's word in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.